This is AgriPulse Drive Time for Tuesday, October 28th, brought to you by Commodity Classic. Good afternoon, I'm Jeff Nally. More than two dozen U.S. states in the District of Columbia are suing the Trump administration to prevent a lapse of SNAP benefits in November. USDA plans to suspend the benefits amid a partial government shutdown. If the decision holds, it will mark the first time the program has been uninterrupted since it began, that according to the lawsuit filed in federal court in Massachusetts. Well, after a 13th failed vote today to open the government in the U.S. Senate, Iowa Senator Charles Grassley says if the minority wants to fund the SNAP program, they should vote to restore spending and open the government.
13 times I and every other Republican have voted to open up government, and for the 13th time, all but one or two, or at most three Democrats, voting to keep the government shut down. So how can they blame Republicans from the food stamp program when food stamps are a bipartisan program supported by both parties overwhelmingly? And all you need to do to keep feeding 42 million people is have the government up and running and have the people that administer the food stamp program in the office instead of at home where they're temporarily laid off.
Dr. John Newton with the American Farm Bureau says Congress needs to get back to work to consider bridge financial assistance for farmers.
We're at a pretty critical juncture, and that's why this board directed our team at American Farm Bureau in collaboration with our states around the country to send a letter to the White House and to send a letter to USDA to talk about the priorities that we need to see to help turn around farm country. It's because of the economic challenges that we face. It's because we've seen the largest three-year decline in crop cash receipts in history. It's because input costs are record high that our presidents have heard from their members, and we are incredibly engaged on these issues.
With an eye to Asia, Senator Grassley is anticipating good news from President Trump's meeting with Chinese President Xi this week.
I know it's going to be a big morale booster if the soybean farmers find out that China's back in the market and we're going to be treated fairly. It would also help the morale of farmers if the president gets China to recoup their responsibilities under the 2020 agreement called Phase One.
Grassley says ultimately the Chinese economy can't flourish without open trade with the U.S.
China needs the United States market. We're 25% of the world economy. They're not going to be having a strong economy of their own if they can't sell to the United States.
Aside from trade, Grassley says President Trump could take steps to signal opportunity for E15 and renewable fuels.
It seems to me it's so doggone easy for a president that gave a waiver this year. He gave a waiver in 2020. Maybe even 2019 for E15 nationwide year-round. And I don't know why we can't get him to say he wants to help the agricultural economy besides giving a bailout.
Dr. John Newton says expanded use of ethanol provided growth for farms and rural communities, just as sustainable aviation fuel and renewable diesel could help farmers today.
The fact that we're producing 15 billion gallons of ethanol a year, we're blending it into our fuel supply, it's become a major demand source. Jeff, we're using more acres to produce ethanol and renewable biodiesel in this country than we are for the export market.
Grassley said even if China comes back to the U.S. market, farmers still will need bridge assistance.
Farmers still need the money that's going to come from the federal treasury, because so much uncertainty that comes from the tariff program of the president.
Today's Drive Time is brought to you by Commodity Classic. Commodity Classic returns to San Antonio February 25th through 27th for their 30th anniversary celebration. Discover breakthrough solutions that boost your bottom line. Network with thousands of industry leaders and explore cutting-edge farm technology from over 400 exhibitors, all designed to power your farm's profitability forward. Don't miss 30 years of agriculture excellence in the heart of Texas. Housing and registration opens November 6th. Head to commodityclassic.com to learn more. Well, that's all for today's Drive Time. For more agriculture, trade, food, environment, and regulatory news, visit agripulse.com. For AgriPulse, I'm Jeff Nally.